If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7. It is Sue and Kendra along with you on a little chilly Wednesday morning. It is sunny out though, so I'm going to take
it. The sun is out.
That's all we can, right now, it's like, you know what? Beggars can't be choosers, as they say. We'll take the sunshine. But I have to tell you a story. I was at the grocery store just a couple days ago. And I bought $175 worth of groceries, and it was three bags because the bagger was a young kid who put, I've just never seen anything like this, and he stuffed, like, the bags were so heavy, I needed two hands, and I'm not, like, a weak person. I'm a pretty strong, healthy person, and the bags were so heavy, and they weren't double bagged, so I was so afraid that they were just going to, like, break open on the bottom, but he was also, like, throwing, like, my rotisserie chicken on top of, like, my produce. Like, everything was just shoved in three bags, and here's my thing. This is, like, kind of a, like, not ethical, but, like,
an unwritten social rule? Is that
what
you're looking for?
Well, I don't know. Is it okay to tell a bagger how to bag? Like, I feel like I'm rude. So I never will. I won't step in and rebag in front of them, like take things out and redistribute them because I feel like I'm insulting them as a bagger.
It's a little abrupt. Yeah,
it's abrupt.
Little, yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to redo what you just did. So I don't ever say anything. Or I don't ever say, like, oh, you know, can you make the bags light or heavy? And I know people do that.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I always feel like I'm telling them how to do their job and I'm disrespecting them.
Okay.
And so I never say anything.
Couple things. All right. So your bags, let's start at the beginning. Do you bring your own reusable bags or do you have plastic bags or whatever?
No, I do paper. We can't do plastic because
they still have plastic at mine.
No, it's banned in our town, so we can't do the plastic Marca Basket bags. So I do paper bags.
Oh, I could never carry a paper bag. There's no handle. What are you talking? What are we in the 40s?
Excuse me.
You have to carry that from the bottom. I could never. That's why I have reusable bags in my car, first of all. But so that's why I was wondering when they stuffed it into three bags, if you only had three, like I was thinking maybe you only had three reusable bags, but
no. And
but
I
so
used to use reusable bags, but then those, like, you have to wash those every so often. They get kind of yucky.
Wash them.
They get gross. And so I started saying, you know what? I'm just going to use paper bags.
Sue. This is your problem. Okay.
Wait.
And they don't have handles.
One thing at a time.
Okay. So anyway. So
for one thing. Yeah. I probably am going to go back to my reusable bags because then.
Well, then you can put it on your shoulders so that it doesn't matter if it's heavy. But you need to, what you need to do, this is what I do because I tell them make it as heavy as possible because I sometimes don't bring enough bags and I don't need any more plastic bags in my house. I'm overflowing with them.
Yeah.
But when I go food shopping, I shop around the store based on how I'm going to put the food up on the conveyor belt.
That's way too much work.
And maybe I'm weird, but that way all the light stuff, like the produce and the fruit, I try to do that first so that it goes to the back bottom of the carriage. So that when you're in the checkout and you're putting everything on the belt, all your heavy stuff can go together so that your chicken is at the back.
Yeah, but I don't even know what you're talking about because when they beep your stuff through, it all just goes down into that area and it all gets mixed up anyway. So I don't have the time to, I am not going to organize my conveyor belt. No way.
That's why your chicken is getting squished with your milk and your juice.
I'm not going to organize my conveyor belt, but I am like wondering, can you say something to the bagger or is that like not good etiquette?
No, you can. You can say,
I feel like
would
that
you
would be disrespectful.
No, because I'll say, can you please put the meat in plastic? That's the only thing. Would you put that in the plastic and either make it heavy or don't make it heavy?
Yeah.
You can say that.
I mean, sometimes they'll say, do you want your meat separate? And I'll say yes or whatever.
Right.
But other times, like, it's just everything's in one. But $175 in three bags. I mean, that is also because groceries are so expensive.
I know, but I can't even believe you had three paper bags. I don't even know how you carry that into your house. You can't. Paper bags can't have handles because they snap right off.
No,
they're
not,
annoying.
You carry them not very well.
Right.
I was struggling.
From the butt. You have to carry them from underneath.
Yeah, and normally I like to have several bags, but I was just having to do one bag at a time because they each weighed like 75 pounds.
Okay.
All right.
There's a lot to unpack here, and I can't believe you have paper bags. Like, what? I could never have.
Why? Does anybody, nobody uses paper bags?
No, I'm sure they do, but I need a handle, so that's why I use the reusable, because I need stuff on my shoulder and on my hand. I do, like, the 17-bag carry up into the house. How are you carrying paper bags from the...
I don't know. Does anyone else get paper bags? Maybe it's just me.
I don't know. I just don't know how you carry them all. It's annoying. You can't hold anything.
Yesterday, I wanted fan people to call. Today, I want the paper bag people to call. God.